My first guest this morning is Aaron Levantman, head of programming for the Santa Fe Film Festival, which starts this Thursday. And I hope you'll stay tuned for the second half of the program when Nate Downey, the Prince of Permaculture, will be on to talk about this typically weird spring weather, our landscapes, why rain barrels are not the best means of conserving water, and more. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you, Hollis, for having me.
So, the film festival, it's about to start.
It sure is.
It used to be in December, didn't it?
Correct. The last festival we had was in December of 2012, and we decided to move it to May. One of the reasons is that we're having a couple of outdoor events, one in particular, and we thought moving it to the spring would allow us to do more kind of events like that during seasonable weather. And we'll give it a try and see how it goes this year and see how it fits into the community schedule. So it's a little bit of an experiment, but we've been getting a lot of really good response for the new date, instead of having it in early December when it can frequently snow and be freezing and
right. And
all that's a little easier for people to get around from venue to venue. So.
Well, I should say, I didn't say anything about who you are, and you're so important.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to. So okay. Aaron went to Columbia University's Graduate School for Film, and his thesis screenplay was given a professional reading at the Union Square Theater in Manhattan, which is a pretty big deal. And he moved to Santa Fe from Provincetown after being involved as a writer, director, actor in the Provincetown Theater Company. And since being here in Santa Fe, a lot of you probably know him from his performances with most of the local theater companies in original plays and industrial short films, features, all that kind of stuff. And now you're, doing the Santa Fe Film Festival thing. Yeah, so the films are being shown at?
They are at two venues, the Jean Cocteau Cinema and the Center for Contemporary Arts. And the screenings... Our festival technically starts Thursday, but we added a special screening on Wednesday night, a film that sort of came to our attention much later after our programming was set. We really wanted to include. It's a film that involves actor Harry Lloyd, who is on Game of Thrones, and he's in town shooting the film Manhattan. So he's going to come and present we're actually showing another film of his later in the weekend called Closer to the Moon. But he's in this other film called Big Significant Things, which just had its world premiere at the South by Southwest Film Festival. And it's this really delightful sort of comedic road trip relationship, comedy drama that he stars in. And if you like him, he's in every second of the movie. So literally every frame of the film. And he'll be at the screening for a Q&A Wednesday night at 7 p.m. at the Jean Cocteau. So that's a sort of special pre-festival event that we're doing.
So the screenings of the films, besides that one on Wednesday night, start on Thursday mm-hmm. and then go through Sunday?
Go through Sunday night, correct. Uh-huh.
And they're all on the website, mm-hmm. SantaFeFilmFestival.com.
Exactly.
You can check them out. You can even buy tickets online.
You can buy tickets. You can get more information about the films and see if the directors are and the actors are attending. And it gives you a pretty good overview of what the screening is going to be.
And so as the programmer, you get to choose all the films.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
Well, it's, it's programming's a tricky business because, I want to show films that I'm really passionate about and that I really love. But I also want to show films that I think people will come to in Santa Fe. And Santa Fe is certainly a diverse but also, unique community. And they're having done programming here for several years. It's, there are certain films that people are drawn to more than other kinds of films. A film that might play well in, the East Village in New York might not play as well in Santa Fe. So it's really sort of knowing what the community wants to see and also what I really love. Because I'm, promoting the film and involved in getting the filmmakers to come. And so I, really love to show films that I'm particularly passionate about as well. So it's a little bit of a mix.
A balance.
Yeah.
I've been watching a number of the films, both mm-hmm. the feature-length films and some of the shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because even the films I didn't like,
mm-hmm.
I totally understood why they were in this
mm-hmm.
film festival.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, they really appeal or seem to appeal to a certain segment of the audience
mm-hmm.
here. Yeah. Yeah, so tell us about a few of the other events, the special events that go with the film festival.
Sure. So Thursday night there's going to be a free concert on the corner of Montezuma and Guadalupe, and it's a concert that Jesse Bridges, who's Jeff Bridges' daughter, is going to be giving a free outdoor concert at 8 p.m. On the corner of Guadalupe and Montezuma. And then after that, there's going to be an opening night party at the Cabaret Hall of Fame right after the concert. And we also are showing films during that time at the Jean Cocteau as well, if people would rather see a film. And then Friday night at around dusk, there's going to be a special event called Stargazing with the Stars, and that's going to be at the Santa Fe Studios. And it's going to be an opportunity. There's going to be telescopes there. You can look out at the stars. There's going to be a diverse crowd there of families, and some of the actors and directors will probably attend that event as well. Also be food and drink available.
The studios, where is that?
Santa Fe Studios. If you go to our website, it'll actually give you full directions on how to get there. Better than directions I'll probably be able to give you. So
okay.
You can also just Google Santa Fe Studios, and it'll tell
Pop
you
up.
how to get there.
Okay.
And then we also are doing Michael Fitzgerald, who's a film producer who produced one of the films we're showing called Closer to the Moon, which is a new film with Vera Farmiga and Harry Lloyd. We're doing a tribute to him and showing two of his previous films. And we're also going to be doing a brunch where you can actually talk to him at La Posada on Sunday morning. We're calling the event Mimosas with Michael. And then also George Martin, who many of you know from Game of Thrones, and he's also the owner of the Jean Cocteau Cinema. He's going to be hosting a filmmaker's brunch on Saturday morning, which is open to the public, but it's mainly for the public to be able to interact with the filmmakers that are going to be at the festival and talk to them about their work.
And all the events are on your website.
They're all on our website, correct.
So you can go on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I should mention that tomorrow, in the 8:30 segment, I'm going to have Christy Higbee on. She's the
mm-hmm.
director of one of the films
mm-hmm.
called The Other Brother.
Correct.
And then on Wednesday at 8 a.m., I'm going to have Justin Weinstein, who's
mm-hmm.
the producer of An Honest Liar,
mm-hmm.
another one. But tell us about some of the films.
Sure. So one of the films that we're showing the first day on opening night is called I Always Said Yes, The Many Lives of Wakefield Poole. And Wakefield Poole was this really interesting figure in show business. He started out as a dancer in the Ballet Russe, and then he ended up choreographing some of Richard Rodgers' musicals in the 50s and 60s. And I won't give away too much of the film, what happens to his life, but he ended up becoming more well-known for directing erotica films in the 70s, and then ended up becoming an activist in the Bay Area, particularly during primarily around the time of the Harvey Milk assassination. And it's a really interesting movie about the many sort of turns that a life can take in show business. And people that have seen the film in our screening committee, everybody loves this movie, whether you know gender, orientation, whatever. It's a very entertaining film, if you like biographies in particular. And it has great footage of Broadway musicals and films from that period as well, really great archival stuff and great interviews. Very, very fun movie. And we're showing a short with it called Montserrat is Waiting.
I saw that.
Kind of a wild short film. What's interesting about it is the director of the film is the director of the opera Oscar, which had its world premiere at the Santa Fe Opera last year, Kevin Newberry. And the producer of the movie, Matthew Principe, is going to be here from New York, and along with the actress Nell Gwynn, who's in the film, to introduce the short. And it's kind of hard to describe. It's a little John Waters, a little Andy Warhol, a little Mothra. It's actually another film about show business as
mm-hmm.
well, a different side of it, in a kind of fantasy way.
Yeah, the description, while accurate, says something about two aging showgirls and a giant
right.
moth.
Right.
and so I assumed when I went to watch this was going to be comedic and maybe
mm-hmm.
even slapstick
mm-hmm.
in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not.
Mm.
It's for me, it was actually very poignant.
Mm.
And
interesting.
Yeah,
yeah.
And had this, you know, it is about waiting. It's about...
Exactly.
What we're waiting for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, waiting
yeah.
for some sort of, yeah,
yeah,
something to come. So, yeah, I highly recommend that. I hope Wakefield Pool is good so that, yeah.
It's fantastic, yeah.
yeah.
So that's the 8:15 film at the Jean Cocteau Cinema on Thursday night. And so we're showing that. There's a film that we're showing on Saturday at 3:30 called Let the Record Show.
Uh-huh.
And it's a documentary about what happened in New York City during the AIDS crisis among the performing arts and the fine arts community, and how artists banded together to try and create change amongst the current political administration on increasing awareness and funding for persons with AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, the film is really about how art can really cause social change, And it's really about that period of time in New York that was a very exciting time. It's a very tragic time as well because of the AIDS crisis, but it was also a very exciting time for artists and really performance artists. Mm-hmm. And it's great interviews and archival footage as well. And the two filmmakers are a mother and daughter team, Dimitra and Rebecca Dewald. And they actually used to live in Taos. They just moved to Los Angeles, but they are coming for the screening. And the event is actually going to be co-presented by the Southwest Care Center, who will be probably giving a short presentation before the film. And, of course, the filmmakers will be there to answer questions.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That was the era of ACT UP.
Exactly. And the film is very much about that. Remember that. I was actually living in New York during part of that time, so I was particularly moved by the film.
Right.
And I think whether you lived in New York or not, I think if you're interested in how art can cause change and about the functions of art in our society, I think you'll really enjoy the movie.
You have quite a few films that have something to do with art going on, don't you?
Yes, well, The Other Brother, which is a film that you're going to be interviewing the director this week, is about, a lot of it is about folk art, but it's also about the family dynamics between two brothers who are both very different and the different paths that their lives take. But both amongst the art world and the conflicts that arise in that family dynamic. It's very interesting. I love documentaries that are about big issues, but also about little personal stories as well.
Right.
That sort of take on big issues just by the nature of what they're talking about, but are really personal narratives. And I think this film is very much like that.
You were saying that you choose films a lot based on the character of Santa Fe or groups in Santa Fe that you perceive to be interested in certain things. So art is really obviously a subset of the Santa Fe culture. What else? What else is in your mind when you're choosing films?
Well, I know there's a big audience for mind-body-spirit themed films. We're showing a documentary called Moving from Emptiness, The Life and Art of a Zen Dude. And that's a really interesting film about a calligrapher who's also a Zen Buddhist. And he's actually going to be attending the screening along with the two directors of the film. That's Saturday at 3:30 at CCA. So you have some decisions you'll have to make about what films you want to go to. So that's one.
Excuse me.
No, go ahead.
He's actually a Chinese-American Zen dude.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really interesting guy. People are really have been taken by that particular film that have seen it in preview.
I watched it last night.
Yeah,
and a lot of people in Santa Fe know the Zen teacher from the Bay Area, John Tarrant, and he's interviewed in that film.
Mm-hmm.
He's a part of it. He's actually a kind of a lighter counterpoint to the seriousness of what Zen Dude is talking about.
Yeah, so there's that. There's also a lot of there's a big interest in environmental issues in Santa Fe. There's a lot of nonprofits that are among those issues that support that community. And so we have a film called Wrenched, which is about Edward Abbey, who is a famous environmentalist and writer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the first feature film about him that I know of. And we're showing that Sunday at 1 p.m. And the narrator of the film, Jack Loeffler, who lives in Santa Fe, is going to be attending the screening. So he'll be there to answer questions. So that's another sort of sect. A lot of it is just sort of just a general. There are certain stories that I think play well here, and others that maybe don't as well. And I find those two issues in particular. There's a frequently an audience for. And, I also like to experiment, and I don't just want to sort of please the what I think is the general public. I think audiences in Santa Fe constantly surprise you, and, very diverse, a lot of interest. So I'm also throwing in, certain films that I think will, I'm not sure how they'll play, but I'm passionate enough about them that I think they really need to be seen here. So
what is one of those challenging films, or films that you think might challenge Santa Fe audiences?
Well, I think... one thing I wanted to mention, we're showing a lot of short programs. There's actually seven. We're actually showing about 70 shorts during the course of the weekend.
Wow.
I just counted the other day. And they're on different themes such as, animation, international, LGBT. We have a program on romantic comedies. But I think the international films are really fascinating. But they're from different cultures and they're different filmmaking styles. There's a film from Serbia we're showing. There's another short film from Israel that we're showing with one of the features. And I think the international films have a different way of telling a story. They're frequently much slower. They're much more ponderous. And and but also very visual and very thought-provoking. So I think those films will be interesting to see how people respond to, because there's one that's sort of a surrealist film about what it's like living in a socialist state. It has sort of elements of like Buñuel and other filmmakers of that are interested in those issues. So I think I'll be curious to see how that plays.
Yeah, I've been on a Japanese film, thing myself recently. And yeah, you have to slow down. To watch it.
Yes.
And appreciate it.
Exactly.
Interesting.
The pacing is just very, very different from what we're used to.
It is. Are any of the films sold out already?
No. You can still purchase tickets in advance. It's hard to predict what's going to sell out. But I think if there's something that you really, really want to go to, don't, wait too long.
Yeah.
A lot of the films that have a local interest, we're showing a film called Death and Taxes, which is a new film by director Peter McCarthy, who used to teach at the University of Art and Design. And he's a producer. He produced some really interesting movies in the 80s and 90s, such as Sid and Nancy and Repo Man, working with Alex Cox.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is a very irreverent comedy, very much along that same line. Very funny movie with a lot of local actors in Santa Fe and in New Mexico. So films like that tend to sell out because a lot of the people that worked on the movie come to see it, and their friends and family come. So, and also the local New Mexico Shorts program, we have a lot of people involved in that. They're going to be attending, and that's at the Jean Cocteau at Sunday at 4:45.
Wait, you have an encyclopedic memory of the times and everything of these films.
Working on this for months, you tend to do that. And I also wanted to mention we have an award ceremony on Sunday night at 8 p.m. at the Jean Cocteau. And one of the great things about the award ceremony is that we are giving out student awards, and those aren't for student films, but we have 8 students from IAIA in the community college. They're going to be watching all of the movies and then picking their own awards for what their favorite movies are.
Oh, excellent. That should be really interesting.
It should be interesting.
To find out what the younger people find
exactly
interesting. Yeah, yeah.
And two of the actors from Longmire are going to be presenting or hosting the awards,
oh,
so it'll be fun.
I'm talking with Aaron Levantman, who's the programmer for the Santa Fe Film Festival, which starts on Thursday night with a little preview thing on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Their website is santafefilmfestival.com, and you can buy tickets there and see everything that's on the schedule. One of the films that I watched that I was really impressed with was Void.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was impressed with it, too, because of the quality of the production. A lot of people think, oh, it's a local film, it's going to be more low-end. Not really.
No, the production values were fabulous.
Pretty amazing.
And also, I thought, surely this film probably existed out there in the cosmos, the idea, but it has very much an echo of Gravity.
Yes,
without
absolutely.
Sandra Bullock in the shorty shorts flying around, and instead having a male protagonist.
Yeah,
but I actually found it to be more deeper in some ways than Gravity, which was so, commercial. Yeah,
it is very commercial. And I think Void, what I like about it, sort of what I was talking about the international films, is it really takes this time to develop a mood and a tone, which is what I really took to.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, thought of Space Oddity, the David Bowie song, without giving away the story too much, but that has a lot to do with it. But yeah,
right.
Yeah, a lot of impressive local films. And I was really impressed with the short films that we got this year. There's just a lot of interesting talent, and it's challenging to tell a story in 10 minutes to 20 minutes.
It's interesting because it's like anything else. It is far more difficult to write a short poem or a short article or essay than it is to write a long one.
Yes.
And the same is true in filmmaking. Yeah. I so appreciate the shorts when I see them, because I'm always just blown away by how did they manage to tell an entire story with a plot and an arc and everything. In 8 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever.
So yeah, I remember a writing teacher I had many years ago said, telling a story in short form is really no different than a long form in terms of the structure, the beginning, middle, and end, the climax.
Right.
Of course, people have found other ways to do that, but, a lot of times the most successful films do follow a very similar format than a feature film. They just have a much shorter time to do it. Mm-hmm. So as you're right, it is more challenging.
So let me ask you one more thing. If I could only see one film, and I described myself as having a very quirky appreciation for films, which one would you tell me to see?
That's a good question. Quirky.
I'm assuming a lot of people out there in Santa Fe would probably agree with my, you know, they would call themselves quirky, or that they're, you know, they're,
yeah.
What they like is kind of quirky.
Two come to mind. One is the Death and Taxes, which I already mentioned. That's pretty quirky. The other is a documentary we're showing about gay rodeos called Queens and Cowboys, A Straight Year on the Gay Rodeo. That's quirky in the sense that it has a lot of quirky characters in the film,
mm-hmm.
as you can imagine. The film is actually really about gay people that choose to live in a rural setting as opposed to an urban environment, and how they survive with these events and groups like gay rodeos. So it's a very moving film, but that comes to mind just because of the number of interesting, colorful characters in that film. And Char Duran, who's one of the bull riders in the film, is going to be at the screening for a Q&A, so you'll want to meet her.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And maybe wear your cowboy hat.
Please. Outfits are encouraged. Yeah.
Costume is encouraged.
Yes.
That's great. Erin, anything else you want to tell us? We're about to wrap up here.
I would say that we're offering something for everyone in the festival. I really tried to diversify the kind of films that we have. Whether you know you want to bring your family, like the animation shorts is a great family event, or the stargazing with the stars. We're encouraging people to bring their families, and also we have a lot of more adult content, like the opening night film about Wakefield Pool, and so there's really something for everyone in terms of, you know, younger, older audiences, male, female, orientation, whatever. Also to mention that our mayor Javier Gonzalez is going to be introducing On the Nature of Hotness, which is a LGBT shorts program. And it is hot. You'll want to see it. It's Friday night at 8:15 at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. And it's both local and national filmmakers that are going to be, a lot of them who will be at the screening.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll want to check that out.
Right.
Yeah.
Fun. I've been talking with Erin Levitman, the programmer for the Santa Fe Film Festival, which starts Wednesday night and goes through Sunday. You can look online at their website, santafefilmfestival.com. You can buy your tickets there. You better start cracking.
Yep.
So you can see what you want to see. Thanks so much, Erin.
Thanks, Hollis.